What's up, everybody? Welcome to a WNBA State of Mind, where we mainly discuss basketball, but we love other sports. I'm here, of course, you know, with my guy, Dominique, Don Dada Wilford. You know, we're getting ready to chop it up and just talk about the New York Liberty versus the Aces in New York. And it's going to be an exciting game. I really honestly and truly believe that, you know, because New York is really fighting for their lives right now. And as we know, that during the playoffs, Dom, you have to do more. You have to do the intangibles. You have to do the extras. You know? And my keys to winning have not changed. They haven't changed at all. I got seven of them. Control the tempo, free throws, okay, defending the three, rebounds, transition buckets, TCOB, take care of the ball, and whichever team has 100 possessions or more is winning the game, whether they play bad or not. What's your take?
Hey, Goody, I absolutely agree with those seven keys. They are all very important. Take me back to, you know, that player's mind of yourself being in an elimination game. What is that mindset like?
Oh, my goodness. You know, you come out cat scratching. I mean, it's just like anybody, any human being, any animal, you know, when your back is up against the corner, you're going to fight as hard as you possibly can to get out of that corner. And so I don't expect anything different, you know, than the game that the games that we've seen against them, where it's just battling. And then somebody is going to create separation between the two. So hopefully it's going to be the Aces as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, New York is going to have to come with the pain. And, you know, for Vegas, you know, Asia, Chelsea, Kelsey, and Jackie, you know that they're the core players, right? Okay. However, Alicia Clark is the X factor. Okay. And the reason why I say that is because she can guard the one, the two, the three, the four, and the five. And it's been proven that she's done that, you know, and so she is definitely the X factor for them. And, you know, Vegas goes deep. They'll go about 7-8 players. Now, on the other hand, for New York, they had better get deeper than Giannis, you know, who sadly has not had a great performance in the playoffs. You know, she's been a non-factor in this series. And I think it, you know, is because of the way that they played her against the Sun. She never really got any momentum, you know, coming off the bench, you know, and then they don't have any set plays for her. You know, they need to have her coming off of staggers. They need to have her coming off of flat screens. They need to have her coming off flare screens. There's nothing set up for her. So when she comes in the game, she just comes in and she's creating buckets on her own. And of course, you have to be a creator to be a pro, but you don't want to have to create something every single time you come down the floor, especially a shooter who is as prolific as her. And then when they play Dolson, I mean, period, we need to just run her to death, you know? And also we got to make sure that we do not, you know, allow her to stand out there and shoot those lazy threes. And that's the reason why they put her in, because she stretches out the defense and they know that that person on her cannot help too much, because if they do, she'll make them pay. So we need to run her off the line and just run her, period.
Absolutely. I totally agree with all those points. And here's another point that you can see the Liberty's legs are a little tired. Mm. Stewie, 36 minutes last game. Laney, 32 minutes last game. And, you know, the previous series, they were averaging between 32 and 37 minutes, both of those players. And you can kind of see those legs getting a little weary. You know, it's been a long season. You know, that always goes back to, hey, you know, those that played overseas, those that really don't get a break. That's not talked about enough within women's basketball, how, you know, you basically go from season to season to season and really no break. And, you know, I know with the Liberty, their legs are kind of showing. And, you know, Coach Sandy is, you know, she's looking down at the end of the bench. And she's like, I got to give y'all a breather. I got to give you some minutes. But who can I go to? No one on the Liberty bench has stepped up.
Well, I mean, if you go the whole year and you're not getting any playing time, and then people expect you to step up in the playoffs, it's just non-existent. It doesn't happen. And this is the reason why you have to season your players. You have to get them involved during the season. You can't go playing 5 and 6 players the whole season and then expect to have a success with your, you know, with your bench. It's just not going to happen. It's like you're turning the switch on and off, on and off, on and off. And that's hard to do. And that's the type of play that they have expected from Giannis. I mean, the girl has to turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off. And she's never really got a flow in the offense. I see today that they're putting a lot of footage up there in hopes that, I guess, Sandy will catch some sense and play her a lot more minutes. But the fact still remains is, do they have a set play for her? Do they have it, you know, where the girl is feeling like, you know, she's that go-to player? And she is a go-to player. Yeah. I'd like to see her on another team because she's not being utilized, and that's just wasted talent. I couldn't wait for her to get to the United States because I was so big on her. Talked about her all the time, and she ends up in New York, and she's not in the greatest situation. I don't think that that's the best program for her. I really don't. I think it's the best team for her, and I hope that next year they address that. She just gets up out of there. You know, there's other teams that are popping up. Steph Curry, you know, talking about his top three, but Steph better start looking at Giannis as one of those players that he'll be able to build around because she's young and she's hungry and she's a baller and she deserves better than what she's getting at this moment. But elaborate on some of the things I was talking about because, I mean, we have, you know, there's so many factors that are important, you know, from controlling the tempo to the free throws. Getting to the line is going to be important. You know, I think some teams have a tendency to get stuck on just raining threes, and it's not good. You got to have an inside and out. If you play inside out, then that's great. But the inside's got to get touches, you know? And so, you know, I find sometimes that the Aces, as well as New York, they get too three conscious and they just start launching threes. And those types of shots are hard to rebound, first of all. And then second, they always lead to a transition bucket because there's a long rebound, you know, long shot, long rebound. And so, you know, I would really like to see them, you know, both teams execute, work the ball around, and really try to not, you know, have it be a three-point shooting barrage. That's the way that we lost the lead in the last game because we were standing out there, we got comfortable, and we started just hitting threes, okay?
Yeah. I absolutely agree with you on, you know, all those points. Last game, Laney took 9 threes. Stewie took 6 and only made 1. And you even think about on the other side, you know, Asia Wilson, you know, she took a couple of mid-range jump shots. And I really thought, you know, the referees were kind of giving things her way because she went to the line 5 times. She made every free throw. You know, it's like they could have even controlled the tempo even more if she would have, you know, had a couple of post plays. But the fact that, you know, Jackie Young and Chelsea Gray, you know, they were shooting so great along with Kelsey Plum. Like you say, things just kind of stayed on the outside. And we all know jump shooting, unless you are Steph Curry and the Warriors, don't win you championships. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And talk about the rebounding as well. I mean, you know, the rebounding is a key. It's always a factor in any game. And those people that, you know, get on the boards, get the 50-50 balls, those are the teams that are successful. You know, I have yet to see, you know, both teams really getting after it after 50-50 balls diving on the floor. I'd like to see that action a little more where people are really, really, you know, coming up with those hustle plays. Elaborate on that a little bit.
The rebounding was even in game 1 and game 2. You know, there really wasn't a difference or a separation as people thought it was. You know, they thought, you know, Jonquel, you know, that she was dominating the boards and, you know, she had, you know, getting more rebounds than Stewie and Asia. But honestly, she would maybe, 2 to 3 rebounds more. But, you know, neither team was really controlling the boards. You know, I know the Aces shot a very high percentage, but the Liberty, you know, they have to go down to the old adage of, you know, playing defense on a string. You know, that 4 box and, you know, everybody coming out contesting shots instead of playing, you know, defense like you're in sand. And then when the shot goes up, you know, very simple, basic basketball things. Basketball always comes back to the basics. I don't care how the series is going, what things are doing. They're always the basics, you know, just like those keys that you spoke about. Rebounding, transition, free throws, people. Those are basic things. Those are basic things in basketball. It's nothing advanced.
Yeah.
And it comes back to the basics.
Yeah, and then what's being affected, too, are the transition buckets, because if you're not getting the rebounds, then you can't get out on transition like that. And so, you know, because the Aces were making a lot of shots, Liberty didn't get the opportunity to get out on in transition. The Liberty didn't shoot as well. And so you saw, you know, Chelsea just picking them apart, you know, and there were a lot of long balls that were being sailed down the court. And, you know, New York wasn't even contesting those shots, you know. For Akia Stokes to get out there in transition and get a bucket on you, you know that the defense is definitely breaking down.
Yeah, absolutely. And the turnovers were another thing that, you know, on both sides of the ball, in the middle of the game, you know, it got a little sloppy. But you got to give your hats off to Becky Hammon. You know, she called some great timeouts when it was needed. Unlike the other side, you know, they had timeouts where you could just see the players were like, I'm finally starting to get to a rhythm. I'm finally starting to get into my flow. And now we got a timeout. And it's not like college where you have your TV timeout, you have your radio timeout, and things just kind of get stopped, and your referee timeouts. You know, it's game management. And, you know, with both coaches, you know, it's very clear, you know, what's going on with the Las Vegas Aces, that, you know, that side is managing the game a lot better than the other side.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I got to agree with you. I mean, the game got sloppy. You know, I think the neighbors are probably thinking I'm crazy over here when the game comes on. Like, I am very, very loud and very, very vocal. And then, you know, here I am posting and stuff like that. You know, like, yo, y'all need to look at these posts, see what I'm talking about. Because we have eyes to see over here, like, when we're watching the game. So I'm hitting them up and tagging them, like, yo. Because I know they look at social media, like, yo, these are some adjustments that you need to make. And, you know, it was kind of funny because I had talked about, you know, a couple of things. I had put a couple of things out there, and then I heard Becky say it. I'm like, oh God, I hope they listening to what I'm saying to them, because, you know, it's really about, you know, having as many eyes as you can in these playoffs. Just kind of like football, you know, you got people up in the arena, you know, and they calling plays from up top. You know, they need to do something like that in basketball as well. You know, data analytics, baby, is hot out there. They don't use it enough. And so, you know, those transition buckets, you know, they really concern me. The possessions really, really concern me today as far as us, as far as we are concerned. You know, they're going to go in a hostile environment. I honestly and truly feel, as, you know, somebody who's on the outside, being a former player, as well as when I played, New York is a home team. New York is a home team. You know, they get riled up, you know, on their team. But at the same time, when you're playing against them, the crowd is intimidating, but you know they're going to ask you for an autograph after the game. So I never, ever got intimidated by that presence, because I just knew that if we stayed locked and we stayed focused, we could come out of there with a W. And so hopefully, you know, hopefully they'll go in there with that mentality, like, okay, if we still won, it's over. We win it. We still won. You know, and even if we don't steal one, you know what I mean? I still feel like we're going to win this series, because I think we have the better legs. I think we're fresher. I think we play more players, and that really does get at them. I think our defense is fantastic. I think Alyssa Clark is really, really the difference in the game and everything that's happening. She's locking up Stewie. She's locking up whoever she needs to, whoever she guards. She is putting the hooks in them. And that's why I love her. You know, so anybody who's out there, you're listening to a WNBA State of Mind. We're chopping it up. Me and my guy, Don Dada, sitting over here talking about the New York Liberty and the Aces. You know, just giving some fundamental tips about, you know, and keys to winning the game. And even after, because they're going to have to play another game. You know, if all of those things aren't taken into consideration, then people need to understand that this right here that we're doing is a straight scout.
Yeah.
We're doing a scout. That's what we do. Evaluations over here. All right. And so the last port I wanted to touch on, because we're doing a short take today, because we're going to get ready for the game and watch it. There's football, there's basketball, there's all kinds of stuff going on. And I want to be prepared and ready. The last thing we're going to discuss, and I know you want to discuss this because we talked about it already, is burning. Okay. And it's Becky versus Sandy. Can you weigh in on that? Who is winning in that department and why? And then I'm going to elaborate on it myself.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I kind of just spoke on it, you know, how on the coaching side of things, you know, Becky is, you know, she is thoroughly out coaching the other side. I hate to say it, you know, us being on that side, us being in between the lines, you know, we know what goes on. And several times during the game, you know, the Liberty would have a timeout and you can see the players looking kind of dejected. They would go to the sidelines, and you know, you see those heads roll, you see those eyes roll, you know, no one's really listening. Everybody's kind of just zoned out on their own. You know, as a coach, you're supposed to reel everybody back in. If you have that respect of the players, you know, when you hoop and holler, they'll listen. But when that respect is not there, you get the eyes rolling, you know, you get the lookaways, you know, you get the towel over the head, you know, those type of things. You know, you could see on the other side, on the Aces side, you know, even though they were up big, you know, they were still listening and very intently whenever Becky spoke.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the unfortunate thing is what it is that I see, and it's not even really about like out coaching and stuff like that. You know, with Sandy, I just think that she waited too long to make adjustments. You know, she waited too long in the game to make adjustments and making sure that every single body on that team was prepared for the playoffs. And you do that throughout the season. You don't do that like in the playoffs. Now I'm going to throw, you know, a random player in there who just doesn't really get it or hasn't, you know, produced or hasn't had that kind of pressure on them. Because like I said, you know, the playoffs, you have to do the intangibles. You have to do the extras. You have to get those 50-50 balls. You have to be, you know, intent in every single thing that you do. Your intentions have got to be strong, you know, and they have to be deliberate. And I just think that she waited a little too long to make those types of adjustments against a team that had already won the championship, against players who understand what it takes. And they're still young, because they still make mistakes, and they do. Yeah. The Aces still make mistakes. They make mistakes during like really, really intricate times in the game, you know, where they start turning the ball over because they got comfortable, because they got a lead, or maybe they decide to do, Chelsea decides she's going to do a whoop-de-woo when she should have just passed it. You know, like stop, everything is not a whoop-de-woo. Every pass does not have to get 50,000 people cheering. Just get the dime there. You know, and I think a lot of her turnovers come when she tried to put the woo on it, you know? And so the same thing with Kelsey, or she'll take an ill-advised shot when she knows better than that, you know? And like her leadership, you know, the next couple of games have really got to be there where she's controlling the tempo and she's controlling what her teammates are doing, because she's the oldest, she's the vet. And so as she goes, they go, you know, as Asia goes, they go. You know, and I think Asia's having a fantastic, you know, MVP type season. She should have got both MVPs, period. You know, but the narrative was being painted. The narrative was being painted. And when you paint the narrative with this league, the narrative is going to carry out regardless as to what it is. You know, it was a slap in the face, you know, and that's what it is. You know, a hot topic right now is, you know, and I started it. We started it over here. Exactly. And when we're talking about, bottom line is, you know, there's a difference between the way an African American athlete is marketed and excuse me, a white American athlete is marketed. Okay, this league is owned by mostly white males. Okay, they don't understand and they don't know how to market us. You know, my thing is, why isn't there Dark and Lovely in this league? Why isn't Revlon? Or why isn't, you know, anything, Skin So Soft, anything that has to do with black people, okay? Because every single corporation and every company that is a sponsor for this league is not black owned. Okay, we need some more black owned companies so that this way you can market us and they're not gonna have a problem with having a white face on American, a black face on American Express. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. I'm mentioning it. No hard feelings. It just is the way that it is. And so they can't market us. So then we don't get as much as we get. How many marketing deals did Asia get? Did she get a shoe deal?
She's got one, but there's so many other products, you know, her coming out of South Carolina that she could have endorsed. And this was before the NIL.
You know, absolutely. Forget NIL. You know, forget NIL. We're talking about sponsors. We got legitimate sponsors, you know, in this league, you know, and she should have had a lot more than she did. Now watch this one. Watch the new MVP. Watch how much stuff that girl gets.
Yeah.
You know, and all because of the color of your skin. I'm bringing it up. I'm bringing it up. And you're listening to a WNBA State of Mind. We're going to be live. We're going to be live on Facebook. We're going to be live on YouTube. We're going to be live on Twitch.
Coming to y'all soon. Coming to y'all soon.
It's going
to
be hot. So all of the sleepers and all of that, it's different. It's different. It's a whole nother platform. Sponsors and everything. You know, so I want to say thank you. I appreciate to all of y'all who sabotaged the show, all of y'all who talk bad, all of y'all who had so much to say about WNBA State of Mind, Adrian Goodson. I'm coming for all of y'all. Just know. Just know. So close it out for us, Don. Close it out for us today.
Hey, everybody, we got 55 minutes to game time. You know, if you want the WNBA to continue to grow, those numbers matter. Those Nelson ratings matter. Everyone, make sure to tune in. You know, games on ESPN, you know, 3 p.m. You know, make sure you're tuned in to watch the Las Vegas Aces, you know, celebrate and get their championship today. It was well deserved.